Welcome to the Jungle Gyms Podcast.
What's up, Banana Bunch? All right, I got a little secret for you. All right, I'm not in the store right now. I'm out in Las Vegas covering Toy Fest. It's a huge toy show out here. But I figured, you know what? Jungle Gyms is kind of an art installation itself, in addition to just being like the world's craziest international market. So I am here at Area 15 right now doing the show intro for you this week. I'm going to cover this, and you'll see it probably next week on the show in full. Like, check this out. There's like a huge head here animating. I'm going to check out a different grocery store here known as Omega Mart from Meow Wolf. You can see their big sign up here. So anyway, we got a good episode for you this week. I'm going to teach you all about a new ice cream brand that's coming into the store right now, Rosebud. It's delicious. I brought some home and tried it. I'm really excited for you to try it too. And in the meantime, I'm going to go check out this other grocery store and you can find out about it and the toy show that we got to cover and some of the new products we're bringing into Jungle Gym soon in probably the next week or so. Okay, here's the episode. Well, let's welcome to the show Sam from Rosebud Ice Cream. Welcome, bud.
Thank you for having me.
Dude, my pleasure. I was laughing so hard. I was watching a bunch of your reels last night, and it kind of dramatically changed some of the questions I was going to ask, because I was going to go through seeing all of the questions that you guest us all the time, like, you know, what's your favorite flavor, blah, 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 all that stuff. But why don't we start by, why don't you just introduce yourself and introduce the Rosebud brand for us?
Sure. I'm Sam Rose, founder and cream executive officer of Rosebud Ice Cream. This is the part where I wish I had a pint to hold up, but
I'll put it in post.
Sounds good. I started working on recipes out of my mom's kitchen when I was finishing up college back in 2016, which, man, that now I sound old, but so I was finishing up school. I started working on recipes. I kind of got sick of there not being any good ice cream, and I figured who better to solve this than an ice cream, snob than me. So, yeah, started working on recipes. I finished school in Chicago, moved to Colorado. Spent a few years working on getting the business started, figuring out how to like make ice cream, not just in my mom's kitchen, but going and working at professional kitchens, teaching myself, you know, how to use the big equipment, how to kind of take what I was doing in the home kitchen and do it professionally. So we launched the company in late 2019. I was working at a desk job that I was very unsatisfied and just generally depressed at. So from like November through February, I was doing ice cream full time, working at a day job full time, and feeling unhappy all of the time. So I kind of had this moment in February of 2020 where I was like, you know what? If I just like teach boxing lessons, I can pay my rent. If I work on ice cream all the time, on top of that, I'll be a much happier person. So I put in a 2-week notice. My last day in the office was March 16th of 2020. I left the office, lost my health insurance, and then a global pandemic hit. So really excellent timing for me, because honestly, I'm not kidding. Somewhere in a journal is written, like, if I lock myself in my room and I just call stores all day, I'll like be able to get more business. And then next thing I know, it's like, hey, you can't leave your room. I'm like, well, following orders, I'll just call people anyways. So yeah, brilliant. We've been able to grow it. Growing it the last few years, and now we're available in Jungle Gyms, which is pretty sick.
Dude, that's so cool. Well, of course, welcome. I was really excited. I'm excited to try it along here, so I'll probably put that in one of my opening segments with this rest of this episode. I say that now, and now I'm like, oh, great. They already watched me taste it beforehand. was ice cream always a passion as well? We'll go back to boxing, too. I feel like we should talk about that as well, but like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think growing up, I wasn't culinarily inclined. I just grew up eating a lot of ice cream. I was like 3 blocks away from a Baskin Robbins at the house I grew up in, and then like a 10-minute walk from another local ice cream shop. But, you know, something I kind of ask in sales meetings or just in general is like asking people what their favorite ice cream memory is. So like, I should ask you, do you have a favorite ice cream memory you'd care to share?
I have a funny one that the first one that came to my head was, this is so ridiculous, but I remember being a kid and just a little shore town ice cream place in New Jersey. And I remember eating it. And I think I fell asleep while I was eating it in the backseat of the car. And when I woke up, I was covered in ice cream. And I remember being so mad because it like kind of ruined the plans for the rest of the evening. But I was pretty young.
I remember the ice cream was really good. So,
yeah. And so for me, my favorite ice cream memory was I grew up in Chicago and we'd go vacation in South Haven, Michigan. It's like a little beach town in Michigan. And every summer, the highlight of the trip was going and getting Blue Moon ice cream. So just like vibrant blue ice cream. And we'd go and watch the sunset on the sand dunes. And like that moment as a kid, not realizing it would never be any better than that. But as a kid, that feeling of like, this is the height of luxury, you know, like this is peak fun. Just chasing that feeling, I think, is kind of what inspired the business to start. But yeah, I grew up eating a lot of ice cream. You know, you win a baseball game, you go celebrate with a cone of ice cream. You know, girlfriend dumps you freshman year, you eat a gallon of Baskin Robbins sherbet. Or at least that's how I responded. But yeah, so for me, it was always a part of my life. It was making bad days good and good days great. And then, yeah, when I decided to start working on ice cream, it kind of started as a joke. A friend made a joke about starting an ice cream company that I took seriously. I'm really stubborn and competitive. So I was like, well, anyone can make good ice cream. I'm going to make great ice cream. And that's why, you know, like the vanilla, for instance, took 5 years. The strawberry took 5 years. The first time I made chocolate ice cream, it's my mom's favorite. I gave her some. I was like, hey, your favorite. Try this one out. She's like, oh, sweetie. Keep trying. I was like, what?
Thanks, so, Mom.
Yeah, so that took 6 years to get her approval. Or not her approval. She's always approved of what I do. But before she was like, oh, you finally listened. This one's really good. I was like, okay. Just like nearly a quarter of my life spent in this one. But yeah, so it's always just, like I said, I never went to culinary school. I'd learned from YouTube University on how to make ice cream and just played around in my own kitchen. And have always been, you know, coming from a place almost of like, I don't want to say self-loathing, but just doubting that the ice cream was good. Like, no, it's not good. It needs to be better. Like, people are just saying that to be nice to me. It needs to be perfect. Until, you know, I got to a point where I was like, okay, we're making really great ice cream. I think we're there.
That's so cool. I know that feeling, though. I feel that way with a lot of my art, where I'm just like, all right. When I think about how many projects a year I bury just because I'm like, well, this isn't how, you know, same thing. They're saying this is good to be nice to me. And I'm like, I know better. I think a little bit is us just being those types that are driven to that form of success where I think we know we can do better. So I think that's really cool that you're bringing that out in your product, too. And I'm hoping it's something good to taste. Well, so let's talk about the lineup then. How many flavors are we running here for you? I think I saw four in the freezer, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I think there should be seven, so this is bad.
Seven? But, okay. I also don't know how to count, actually. I went into entertainment because there was only one math class requirement.
There you go. Yeah, I think they're slowly trickling onto shelves right now from the middleman that puts them there. So, yeah, we funny you say we've had a lot of flavors. We currently have seven. So we have vanilla and strawberry, five-year recipes. The chocolate was the six. So got the classics covered. I think a lot of, you know, people when they're making decisions on whether or not to put us in a store, they're like, let me try your vanilla. And that's like the saying goes, like, if the vanilla sucks, you know, the expectation is low for everything else. So, you know, we're in there off of the back of that vanilla putting in work for us. But we've got the classics, and then we've got some more of the out there flavors. We have Kofif, which is our coffee ice cream. That one is non-caffeinated, so you can enjoy it late at night. I found, you know, story we'll probably get to later, is just the amount of hours that I've spent sampling ice cream is, like, more than I've spent sleeping in the last few years. So I hear from a lot of people, or they always ask, like, is there caffeine in the coffee ice cream? And they don't want it there because then they're going to get kept up. And not like most people eat ice cream for breakfast, which if you do, no shade. But so then we have the mix in flavors, you know, the cookies. We've got Midnight Mint, which is our mint cookies and cream flavor, which I worked for about 3.5 years on to find the right source of a creme de menthe that wouldn't taste like toothpaste, and finding the right cookies to put in there. Yeah. And then we have Chocolata cookies, which is chocolate chip cookie ice cream squared. So I mix chocolate chip cookies into like the cream, run it through the machine. And then as it's freezing again, we add more cookies. And then the last one is our Moonlight Daydream. That is that Blue Moon flavor that I grew up loving. So it's no longer blue, which is why I changed the name from Blue Moon to Moonlight. And We had a party in 2020, February of 2020, to vote on new flavors. That one got in, and I was really happy about it because I was like, okay, my favorite ice cream. So yeah, it's really unique. It's a citrus marshmallow flavor profile, which,
oh, cool.
I'm usually a little hesitant to say that because people are like, marshmallows, wow. But what I always say is, like, little kids say it tastes like Fruity Pebbles. Older adults will say it tastes like an orange creamsicle, but everyone says it's delicious.
Sounds awesome. Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds great.
Highly recommend.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try them all, of course. You know, I can't. It's just the tough life I live. Let's go back to the sampling. I mean, obviously, we've talked on the R&D side as far as you, like, coming up with recipes and tasting it. But, like, when you said you've been sampling more hours than you've been sleeping, like, seriously, what does your day look like?
Yeah, it's kind of broken down. And sampling also ties in, before I get into the day breakdown, sampling does tie into kind of at the core of our recipe creation is, we like to say it's like community approved. So I'll spend, you know, anywhere from 10 months to 5 or 6 years developing recipes. But prior to launch, we'll always have like an ice cream social where I'll invite friends or just get feedback from people. And sometimes it takes a few tries before everyone gives the unanimous approval. So sure. Yeah, sampling is just part of, like, before it goes to market, it's already been sampled by more than just me, by more than just, you know, who's ever in my closer circle. We try to put it out there and get a lot of feedback, because if it sucks, I'd rather find out before it ever hits shelves.
Of course.
So for me right now, yeah, I am still a day in the life of a Rosebud founder. I teach boxing from 6 to about 8 a.m. most days, or Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday, I usually teach it a little bit later in the morning. So boxing lessons 7 days a week. Come home, depends if I have meetings or what. And then, yeah, from about 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. most days, I'm just working on ice cream. Sometimes that means going and sampling at stores. Sometimes it's just making sure that we're going to get a truck from point A to point B, and coordinating all the little things. So yeah, I'm still pretty hands-on, teach boxing so that I can just keep investing money back into the business. And I'm in a bit of a slow period right now because it's February, although it doesn't really feel like it given that it's 55 degrees outside. But
right, yeah.
Sometimes I'll go in periods of sampling where, like from August of 2022 to March of 2023, I was sampling 7 days a week, 2 times a day. Just because, yeah, we had a situation where our distributor ordered like 5 times more product than they needed for the retailer. So I like physically had to go out there and like make sure that we're moving 50 pints an hour. So fortunately, I haven't been in that situation for a little bit, but I always do enjoy sampling because I think it's good to get feedback from people. You know, do they actually like it or are they being nice to me? Not really, but just hearing what people like, and it's a good way to get inspired for new flavors and stuff like that as well. And I really like, you know, putting it in people's hands and actually seeing how much they enjoy it. It's very cool to see something I've worked hard on be enjoyed by people, because that was always the goal. It's like I said, anyone can make pretty good ice cream, but I've always wanted to make the best. And hearing that or seeing that people like it and that it can be something that, like it says on the top of our pints, you'll see, makes a bad day good and a good day great. If we're doing that and improving people's lives, then we're accomplishing the mission of the business.
Yeah, I love that so much. You know, you were talking about the boxing thing, obviously. And so I'm a martial artist as well. And I find that a lot of my disciplines end up creeping into other parts of my life, especially in my career. Do you find any of the stuff that you're doing with boxing, do you find that that comes out in the ice cream at all?
Yeah, all the time. You know, I started boxing at 15. I turned 30 in March. So nearly half my life I've been practicing it. I like to think that it has been a good foundation for business, particularly. It's really corny, but all the knocks and the hits that you take in business, I just try to equate that to, like, well, you know, you get hit with a body shot, you can't fall over, you got to keep moving when you get hit. So yeah, I think it's instilled that type of mentality of just keep going forward is really helpful. And in terms of two, like, I wouldn't say I'm a naturally gifted athlete. The only reason I'm decent or okay at boxing now is just because I've always worked really hard to be better at it. And I didn't have a culinary background. I didn't really know what ice cream making entailed, but I just worked every day at it and spent years and years perfecting what I thought would make for the best recipes. And I think it's all very, there are a lot of parallels between the two.
I love that too. And I figured it would be one of those things where it's like, you know, learning like certain disciplines. I love the point about just taking the hit and keep moving. That makes so much sense. And I think It's a really great thing to, it probably, I'm always hoping on the show that I'm getting a combination of like, here's a cool new product that you want to eat, but maybe we can all find a little form of inspiration through the people like yourself that I get to meet. I'm like, look, here's this guy that's out here falling and living his dream right now. You know what I mean? I'm here for the moonlight.
Yeah, I mean, I come back to it not often, but on the worst days that I can have where it's, you know, whatever goes wrong and feeling down, I kind of always go back to the realization that I had when I was hanging out at a ski condo while all my friends were skiing, but I was working on a Saturday, where I just really asked myself, like, what is it going to take for me to be happy? And the answer was, if I do this ice cream thing full blast and, you know, boxing is part of that to just pay the bills, but it's also something I'm passionate about. If I do these two things, then I think I'll truly be happy. So on the worst days, I kind of ask myself, like, yeah, but it beats working, you know, working a 20-hour day. Like, not something I do often, but it happens. And Asking yourself, like, okay, would I have been able to do this if I was at that desk job that I really disliked for 20 hours? No. So going back to that, I think, you know, again, it sounds really tacky or corny, but if you actually like what you do, even though I love what I do, there are still the worst days ever, but it beats doing something that I dislike wholeheartedly. So I think if there was anything to take from the entrepreneurial journey, that's kind of it.
I love that so much. Thank you. And thank you for sharing it, truly. I 100% agree. Well, I mean, I think you can probably guess that. I host a show in a grocery store. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's coming down the pipeline for Rose Butter? Are you cooking? I'm assuming you're probably always cooking up new flavors or new ideas, right?
Yeah, I've got a little journal that I keep ideas for ice cream or marketing or whatever it may be. Right now I am in a season where we're considering new flavors. So we're running those like on just our Instagram, taking polls and seeing what people like. What's funny is
that a lot of cheesecake requests, I felt like.
Which is awesome because I've literally been working on a cheesecake recipe since 2019. So perfect. I think it's funny. I try to look at what other people in the space are doing and see if it works, but at a certain point, you don't want to make just another version of what everyone else is doing. Because I think, you know, it helps like to have niche flavors that people can really go crazy for. But it's a balance because not everyone wants to eat the seven different things in one ice cream. Sometimes people just want a vanilla, which I get a lot of flack for it. I like vanilla. It's like probably my favorite ice cream consistently. Because I think it's a really simple flavor, which makes it really complex. Too much sugar, it's too sweet. Too much vanilla flavor, and it almost becomes like bitter. The texture has to be right. Otherwise, it's just like, it doesn't work. So all that to just bring it back to, we're working on some new flavors right now and kind of always are. And we're actually working on a line of novelties that I can't share too much about right now, but they're getting a lot of traction and interest from the retailers that we've shown the prototypes to. And I think that it's going to be probably one of the most innovative things to hit, to happen in ice cream in quite some time.
Ooh, well, that's got me excited. Well, let me know if you're taking on any sampling experts. I know a thing or two about tasting.
Absolutely.
That sounds cool. I love the idea. I can't wait to find out what that is. What I really love so far about it, just our short time together, is that I like that you're bringing your personal experience and your food memories and sharing them with us. I think that's like a really, it's just not something I think that gets brought up enough in the food space, and how there is such a kind of, I hate to say nostalgic, but like a nostalgic tie to a lot of these experiences and a lot of these flavors. So I thought it was great that you're asking, like, you know, what's your ice cream memory? I find it fascinating. So anyway, hearing that you're cooking up new stuff too, like, I mean, I'm 110% in. So
yeah, I think that's a lot of what we do is I sell smiles essentially. So, you know, I think it's cool, like, to kind of tap into like those moments where it's like, legit, I can remember winning. I had a basketball team, and I was on a basketball team in fifth grade, and we had a defeated season, like not undefeated. We were 0-14. And right. So we had one game where we tied and we didn't lose. And it, like, you would have thought we just won like the World Series or something. It was the biggest celebration because we didn't lose. And I remember some kids shouting like, "Ice cream on me." And we all met at an ice cream shop that was near the rec center we were playing at. And he didn't buy it because he was 11 and, you know, didn't have money. But right. All the parents, everyone went to that ice, you know, to the ice cream shop to celebrate our not defeat. And like a moment like that, if someone can crack into a pint of Rosebud and it kind of triggers any of that feeling or any memory that maybe they had a season where they won and they got ice cream or something. If we can kind of tap into that, I think that's really what it's all about. Is just like, it, you know, ice cream is not going to cure everything, but if it makes your day a little better, that's all we can do. And that's what I'm really about.
So beautiful. You know, one question that just popped in my head is we were talking about this. I wish I'd asked it earlier, but have you had any like one maybe repeat or particular stumbling block in this whole process, like throughout any of this? You know what I mean? Is maybe, I don't know if I'm saying it well, but like in my head, I'm like, yeah.
I think it's they're not necessarily the same issue. I think I'm pretty good about like fool me once, you know, sort of thing. just because we're a bootstrap company that's kind of been going off of, like, we don't have like huge investment backing us. Like, we've been able to fuel this thing by people trying the ice cream, liking it and buying it. And that's how we keep the business going. So I don't really have the luxury to keep stumbling over the same kind of obstacles, but sure. It's constantly, there's some new thing that comes up where, you know, I look at it and I'll tie it into an analogy about my favorite fighter later, but looking at it as, when I first started, I had a meeting with a guy who was a manager at a grocery store, just like a small shop we were trying to sell to. And I was like, mm-hmm. So can I just deliver the ice cream in milk crates? And he was like, no. I was like, what? Like, I didn't even comprehend that to deliver ice cream to a store, it has to go in a box. I didn't know that you had to buy barcodes. I knew barcodes were a thing, but I didn't realize I had to buy them and put them on packaging. So like, it's always the learning curve. That sure. Because this is my first, you know, I like to think I'm getting my master's degree in business by just doing the business, not going to school. But there's always something I'm learning about what a distributor is, learning about, you know, oh, stores have like a certain cycle that they make decisions to bring things in on. So it's not just like they're constantly swapping. A lesson I learned early on is ice cream is really tough because it has to be frozen the whole time, which costs money. And sure. If they, you know, if they want to put a new hot sauce in a store, then they can just put it at the end of a shelf. But for ice cream, they're not going to let you put a freezer in there, and they already have freezers. So I didn't realize how tough it would be. So yeah, I think not necessarily that I'm always having the same challenge, single challenge, but constantly there's always something new, right? Where you feel like you're kind of getting it. It's like, oh, you didn't realize this is a thing. So sure. I think that's it. But I like to kind of imagine similar to like in any profession or like an athlete's progression. Like I like Manny Pacquiao as a boxer. When he first started, he was really good because he had like raw explosive energy, but he only had like his left hand. That's how he would knock people out. He didn't really have his other hand. So in the course of his career, he developed to be a two-handed fighter where he could hurt people with both hands. Then by the end of his career, he was really cerebral where he could move and make people react, and that's how he'd set up his punches. So it's one thing to go in there kind of with like just raw aggression. I've got this great ice cream, it tastes really good, but you have to learn all the layers that are going to make you not just a successful product or a great product, but a successful business. Because I didn't know how to promote ice cream, I didn't know about running like sales or anything. So to have the product is cool, that's kind of like the ticket to entry. But everything I've been learning since then, I feel like is helping me to be more of a real business rather than a guy who was making ice cream, you know, started in his mom's kitchen.
Yeah, I love that. It's a great analogy too. Seriously. like a well-balanced fighter. Yeah, you grow into that cerebral space. I think that's so brilliant. And it's like perfect here because, yeah, my email signature is always knowledge of non-knowledge is power. You know what I mean? So it's like learning those things. It's so huge. And you don't know what, you know, whatever. You don't know what you don't know until you know it, as trite or stupid as that might sound when I say it that way. But amazing. And I'm glad you're here now because this means more good ice cream for me. I've been working on this little segment slowly in the background called Quest for the Best. But just the way you've talked about your vanilla already, I feel like it's gunning for the champion in that that lane.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think a lot of people try it, and it's funny because you can it almost says a lot about what else is out there based on what they think or what they tell me that mine isn't. Like, oh, it's not too sweet. Yeah, that's not supposed to be too sweet. Vanilla is like, when done well, it should be balanced. It should have a certain decadence to it, kind of more of a complexity than just something that's like, oh, this is like sugar milk, you know?
Right.
Which I think has kind of been the norm for a lot of brands for a while, not to call anyone out, but, you know, that's just kind of what's been the norm. And I think that with the proliferation and more of like the premium kind of ice creams that we're part of, there's other brands out there that make really great stuff. And it motivates me because I know we can't just put out a vanilla. Like, vanilla is the top seller at most stores, like not just for my brand, for ice cream, vanilla.
Yeah.
So just to put something else out there that, one, there's already an abundance of, and two, to not do it well is like, well, now someone else just looks better than us. And that's where the stubborn kind of fighter in me is like, oh, they can't be better. We have to do, you know, we have to be better. So I think it's, I'm excited for you to try it and hear what you say, because I think that the 5 years were well spent making something good.
Well, I think clearly, I mean, you're getting a lot of love. I love seeing all the social posts. I think it's really cool that you're engaging so directly with everybody too. It's like one of my favorite thing with these, with like, you know, the creator led brands like this too, where it's like, oh, cool. I still got, you know, I had a pretty good idea of your personality, I felt like, before meeting you. And I'm like, this is fun. And it comes out in the product. It's cool. And I, like I said, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to see all the success too. And of course, welcome to the Jungle family, baby.
I'm excited. Yeah. Jungle Gyms is one that I've been pursuing for like over 2 years now, I think. And now we finally, you know, we weren't even in a position when I first became aware of and was like, that's a cool store. Like, we need to get in there. Because actually my sister was the one who put it on my radar. She listens to the podcast and she's like, oh, I love grocery podcasts. Like, you got to go to Jungle Gyms. I've never been, but it sounds amazing. So yeah, thank you, Katie. But yeah, she told me about it and I was like, we should sell there. And then it was like, we don't even have the infrastructure that's needed to get products there. So now we, you know, the building blocks, getting the right relationships with like distributors, the people who actually take it and put it on shelf. Like,
right
now we've got that set up and I'm just very happy to be there. And I think it's cool. We're looking to grow throughout Ohio as one of our target kind of markets of growth this year. So I think it's a really cool way to enter that market and just kind of, you know, I'm going to maybe step on some toes because I know Jenny's is from Ohio, but reintroduce you all to great ice cream. So I may be so bold and unhumble.
Be that bold. I'm interested. I'll say different things when the recording's over. That's awesome, though. No, truly. So, well, of course. Awesome. Well, again, Sam, thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate coming on the show to do this. I wish you the best. I'm looking very forward to eating all of this all at once.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing how you like it, and thank you very much for the opportunity. I really appreciate your time.
Of course.
The Jungle Gyms podcast is recorded in the WJJI studio inside Jungle Gyms International Market in Fairfield, Ohio. The Jungle Gyms podcast is produced and hosted by Mark Borison.